Don't forget, we'll be covering the governor's news conference live at 2:30. He's got a lot to say about some of the COVID numbers across the state. The expectation is he may be rolling back some of the privileges, potentially going to indoor dining and indoor bars, like banning that in certain counties or certain places. We'll be waiting to hear what he has to say. But right now, I'm happy that someone's joining us here, a familiar name to many of us who grew up here, a familiar name in politics for decades because of herself and her father. Judge Aurelia Paczynski joins the show. How you doing, Judge?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi. How are you doing, Anna?
I'm okay. There's so much going on in politics. And, you know, I sometimes feel like we focus so much on the national stuff that we forget there's a lot going on here locally, too. And you had reached out to say, hey, I want to just mention something about what's going on with judges here, and you're taking a stand. It feels like independence is on the ballot for us this year, and many people may not have even noticed that.
That's correct. There's so much energy in this election focused on the top of the ticket. You know, everybody's talking about who they're going to vote for president, and it's easy to forget that at the way end of the ballot, like towards the 200s, there are all these wonderful, qualified, experienced, independent judges running for retention. That's a yes-no vote, so it's nonpartisan. You don't have to declare your party in a general election anyhow, but this is a nonpartisan vote, yes or no. Should this judge be retained, yes or no? And, of course, we're all hoping that we can keep our jobs because we love our jobs, but more importantly, we've got experience. We've been found qualified by major bar associations. We've been endorsed by the Tribune. We've been endorsed by the Chicago Federation of Labor, and we have other endorsements. But the most important thing is you want to have experienced, independent judges in hearing your case. You don't want a judge that you think somebody might have picked up the phone and said, hey, I want you to do this or this on this case. You want a judge who's totally listening to the facts of your case and applying the law as it applies to your case and is independent of all this political pressure that's going on right now.
Speaking of that, I just mentioned it with Pat Brady. Maybe you heard, I don't know, with Judge Michael Tooman, and we had him on the show, too, shortly after the Democratic Party, Cook County, chaired by Tony Preckwinkle, said we're not going to recommend him for retention, which shocked a lot of folks because he's been so highly recommended over the years. And it seemed more of a personal thing. And I know and several judges took a stand on this, didn't you?
First of all, Mike Tooman has been found qualified by every bar association. He's been recommended by both papers. He's been found qualified by the Chicago Federation of Labor. More important, he is a truly great judge. He knows the law. He applies it fairly. He works hard. And he pays attention to, he's a juvenile court. He pays attention to these children that he's dealing with and how to get them back on course, how to make them get their lives back together again. So when the Cook County Democratic Party, in a fit of pique, decided, oh, we're not going to endorse Mike Tooman because he didn't do what we wanted him to, no. You want judges like Mike Tooman who are independent. And the rest of us in the class of 2020, the retention class of 2020, said, okay, fine, if you're not going to endorse our colleague, Mike Tooman, who's a fabulous judge, we are not going to give you, the Democratic Party, the money that you're asking for. We'll just run our own campaign. And that's what we decided to do. So all of us are independent of the Democratic Party, and all of us are supporting Mike Tooman, and I might add, all of the judges who are running for retention, because that's what we expect that voters want, independence and experience. So when you get to, I'm number 201, if you start with me and you go all the way down and vote yes, you're going to get great judges on the bench who know what they're doing.
You know, I do want that in my judges, and I've been concerned in the past that I was worried that that was the case, that there was influence from politics, and that moment in time just proved it to me. But the reaction that you have had and so many other judges have had, it restores some faith in the system, and I'm happy you guys did what you did. I'm looking here at the Chicago Sun-Times editorial. The Tribune had one very similar to this. Judge Tooman is one of the best judges in the system, and all of the major bar groups agree voters should retain him in November, but he embarrassed Kim Fox, and for that, polls want his hide. You and your family have been around politics for a very long time. You grew up in it. How did we get here? Did I miss that? Has this always been going on?
No, this is the first time I've ever seen this political displeasure at a judge for a specific ruling in a specific case taking the shape that it has in this vote by the Democratic Party not to retain Judge Tooman, which is totally outrageous. This is the first time I've ever seen this, and I've been doing it since I was 9 with my dad campaigning. So that's a long time. I think another very serious influence on these judicial campaigns, so that people don't understand, is the dark money. There's a lot of dark money that's being thrown into judicial races all across the state, all across the country, because of the Citizens United case and the United States Supreme Court. PACs, the political action committees, are allowed to raise money. They don't have to say who it's from. They can just willy-nilly get into a judicial race because of a specific case, a specific ruling. They don't like the guy's hair color, whatever, and spend a ton of money to defeat a judge for totally phony reasons. And that to me is as much a concern and should be a concern to people. When they see ads on TV about judges, they should wonder who's paying for those ads. What do they get out of it? What do these sponsors of these ads get out of it? What's their agenda? What's their hidden agenda? Now, with the Democratic Party and Tooman, we know what their agenda is. They're mad at him because of the Smollett case and the Kreschel case. So, okay, we get that, but it's no excuse. What the Democratic Party did was outrageous and unacceptable. And Mike Tooman should be retained. And, of course, we hope that all of the retention judges will be retained because they're experienced, they're independent, they're knowledgeable, they're good judges, they got high-quality ratings, high-quality endorsements, and people should want to have that kind of judge on the bench.
You know, Aurelia, I just have a minute here, but I just want to mention something, because there's a legacy in your family of a very different type of politics than what we're seeing today, where you can disagree and really vehemently disagree and yet still come together for common good. We don't see so much of that now today, do we?
In the good old days, you saw politicians disagreeing on policy, how to reform welfare. Should we spend more money on schools? Should we spend more money on the deep tunnel? On policy. But at the end of the day, no matter whether they were fighting about a policy, they'd go out and have dinner together. They'd go out and have drinks together. They were actually personally cordial and friendly. You don't see that today. Now it's so personal. And that, to me, is a bad thing. So I just look at that and shake my head and think, you know, we need to have people like our judges who don't take things personally. We make a decision and we're still friends. We get it. We understand. That's just the nature of it.
Based on the law, not personalities. Judge, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Anna, and have a good day.
You too. Enjoy the afternoon. That's Judge Aurelia Puchinsky there, weighing in on a lot of important stuff there. Time for the top of the hour news here on WGN.